Test 10, Section 1. Listen to 9 short conversations. For questions 1 to 9, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You now have 2 minutes to read the questions. Number 1. On the phone.
Excuse me, may I speak to Christine, please? It's Sandy, a fellow student of hers.
She's not here at the moment, but I can take a message.
Tell her the meeting at the library has been moved from Tuesday at 6 p.m. to Thursday at 7 p.m. She can call me if there's a problem with that.
Has she got your phone number?
She's got my home number, but I won't be home after 8 tonight. She can call me on my mobile. That's 69234437812. Excuse me, may I speak to Christine, please? It's Sandy, a fellow student of hers.
She's not here at the moment, but I can take a message.
Tell her the meeting at the library has been moved from Tuesday at 6 p.m. to Thursday at 7 p.m. She can call me if there's a problem with that.
Has she got your phone number?
She's got my home number, but I won't be home after 8 tonight. She can call me on my mobile. That's 69234437812.
Number 2. Asking for permission.
Dad, can I go out with Susan tonight?
But it's Monday, Alison, and you've got homework to finish for tomorrow.
I know, but I can get up early and finish it in the morning.
You must be joking. You never get up early. Either you finish it now or when you come back this evening, no matter how late that is.
Dad, can I go out with Susan tonight?
But it's Monday, Alison, and you've got homework to finish for tomorrow.
I know, but I can get up early and finish it in the morning.
You must be joking. You never get up early. Either you finish it now or when you come back this evening, no matter how late that is.
Number 3. Walking the dog.
Robbie, I have to leave earlier tomorrow morning. Can you walk the dog, please?
Tomorrow I work the afternoon shift. I was hoping I wouldn't have to walk out in the cold so early in the morning.
Oh, I didn't know. In that case, can you take Jack to school and I'll take the dog for a walk?
Okay, that's easier. I'll stay in the car.
Robbie, I have to leave earlier tomorrow morning. Can you walk the dog, please?
Tomorrow I work the afternoon shift. I was hoping I wouldn't have to walk out in the cold so early in the morning.
Oh, I didn't know. In that case, can you take Jack to school and I'll take the dog for a walk?
Okay, that's easier. I'll stay in the car.
Number 4. On the bus.
So, Molly, you're going over to Lisa's house to help with the preparations for the party.
Yes, she's invited 40 people, and this means big business. In terms of food, I mean.
Lovely. Isn't that her house?
Oh no, I've missed my stop talking to you.
You can get off at the next one. You could use a bit of walking. So, Molly, you're going over to Lisa's house to help with the preparations for the party.
Yes, she's invited 40 people, and this means big business. In terms of food, I mean.
Lovely. Isn't that her house?
Oh no, I've missed my stop talking to you.
You can get off at the next one. You could use a bit of walking.
Number 5. On the way.
Is this the right turning, Grace?
I think so. I looked at the map before we left.
You mean you haven't brought it?
I remember it. I think it was Bradley Street.
But you're not completely sure. Let's ask a passerby, otherwise we'll get lost if we haven't already. Is this the right turning, Grace?
I think so. I looked at the map before we left.
You mean you haven't brought it?
I remember it. I think it was Bradley Street.
But you're not completely sure. Let's ask a passerby, otherwise we'll get lost if we haven't already.
Number 6. A job interview.
When is your job interview, Andy? Tomorrow at 1, like you said.
Yes. But strangely enough, I'm not so nervous this time. For some reason, I feel really confident, and I think my chances of getting the job are not so slim.
That's the spirit. Just go there and give it your best. After all, you've got nothing to lose.
You're right. My waiting job will always pay the expenses.
When is your job interview, Andy? Tomorrow at 1, like you said.
Yes, but strangely enough, I'm not so nervous this time. For some reason, I feel really confident, and I think my chances of getting the job are not so slim.
That's the spirit. Just go there and give it your best. After all, you've got nothing to lose.
You're right. My waiting job will always pay the expenses.
Number 7. A weekend excursion.
I think this one would be quite an exciting excursion, Beth.
I don't think so, Joshua. It's going to be very windy tomorrow, and it may turn out to be quite a bumpy ride.
Come on, just think of the view. It's going to be amazing.
What if it's dangerous with the wind? Plus, didn't you say you're afraid of heights?
I think this one would be quite an exciting excursion, Beth.
I don't think so, Joshua. It's going to be very windy tomorrow, and it may turn out to be quite a bumpy ride.
Come on, just think of the view. It's going to be amazing.
What if it's dangerous with the wind? Plus, didn't you say you're afraid of heights?
Number 8. Eating out.
So, where do you fancy going, Cynthia? We haven't had Chinese in a while.
I'm not really keen on Chinese. How about that new restaurant on Baker Street?
Kyle's been there, and he said the service is terrible.
Remember that cosy little Italian place we went to with Amanda and Stephen?
It was a bit expensive, but the food was well worth it. Agreed. So, where do you fancy going, Cynthia? We haven't had Chinese in a while.
I'm not really keen on Chinese. How about that new restaurant on Baker Street?
Kyle's been there, and he said the service is terrible.
Remember that cosy little Italian place we went to with Amanda and Stephen?
It was a bit expensive, but the food was well worth it. Agreed.
Number 9. Leaving home.
Where are you travelling to today, sir?
Rome.
Right. I'd like you to put your bag on here for me, please. Do you have any hand luggage?
Just my briefcase. Could I have a window seat?
No problem. Only I need your passport and your ticket. Where are you travelling to today, sir?
Rome.
Right. I'd like you to put your bag on here for me, please. Do you have any hand luggage?
Just my briefcase. Could I have a window seat?
No problem. Only I need your passport and your ticket.